Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rand Robbins got released. He takes over. Punt is with a flag down, and the punt's going to be downed at the 2-yard line. But you've got Zach Sealer.
Blew him up.
And Sealer is a 8-year veteran, one of the best players on this defense. Blows up the long snapper and tries to make a play. And because of that effort, it cost him.
Can't make stupid errors like that. And we got to learn from each and every play. Can't put ourselves in positions like that. And, you know, I can't do that. You know, obviously I got to learn how to work through the punt rush and going through all that and falling to the side. So, you know, like you said, not one play lies in the game, but it sure does feel pretty bad sometimes. So, you know, God's got a plan and got to work through it, and we got to keep growing. I think a lot of guys showed a lot of flashes today. I think both sides of the ball did some great things. Obviously, there's plenty to clean up, but I think we're trending in the right direction, and we just got to right the ship and go on a run.
To a throw, and it's intercepted. It's picked off at about the 20-yard line. Carroll Bernard with the huge interception.
I thought I was in rhythm and timing of the play, seeing the flat defender go over the top of Jalen. Jalen's turning around. I think that was a really good play by the defender. And, you know, had some color in my face trying to maneuver the throw as well. But 10 out of 10 times, if we're looking at that same thing, you know, I think I'd still try to work that timing of hitting that that spot. And I think the linebacker made a great play on that.
Dolphins come up short on Thursday Night Football, 31-21. They drop to the Bills. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody. We go to Omar Kelly, who is at the game from the Miami Herald, Dolphins columnist. Omar, good morning. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. So what do you think about Tua's comments before we get to not getting it done late in the fourth quarter for a second straight game?
That's actually the first time I've heard about it. I thought it was true. He had some blue in his face, never looked off the linebacker. I'm a little surprised he said he'd make that throw, you know, whatever, out of 10 times. But, you know,
those eyes were looking right at him. I've watched it in slow motion.
Yeah.
Like, no. Your eyes don't lie. My lying eyes, man. He was looking right at that dude.
Yeah. I mean,
Jalen Waddle, that dude. Sorry.
Yeah. It's easy for us to criticize Tua when we have slow motion and replay and a defender's coming directly into our face.
Yeah.
But the reality is that moment after moment, game after game, there are very few opportunities where he's called on to rise to the occasion, and he actually does. I think he did in the last road game against Buffalo. He put the team in position to win the game, and then the defense kind of coughed it up. But we just got to get better clutch play from Tua, and better clutch play from the entire team. Now, you know, as I always say, the quarterback is always at fault no matter what in a loss. It's easy for everybody to criticize a quarterback, but I think Tua is probably item number 8 on the list of things that are bad, wrong, rotten.
Not me.
About the Miami Dolphins.
I put him right for his position and what he gets paid to be a franchise quarterback. I don't care if guys are sliding in his face. He's right on the top of my list. But go ahead. Who's on top of your list?
Well, my list starts with the defense, primarily the defensive line. I mean, we're 3 weeks where they haven't stopped anybody running the ball. 5.8 yards per carry for Buffalo Bills. You know, that to me is just not acceptable.
Yeah. No, it's got to get fixed, or if it can. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we you know, Zach Sealer sat as he was after the game for making that play that pretty much cost the team their momentum, not the game, but their momentum.
Yeah, no, that was a huge mistake. Yep.
That was just an absolute huge mistake. I throw Tyreek Hill on that list. He had two opportunities to catch balls that he didn't bring in. He even acknowledged that I got to do better. I got to catch those passes.
Wow. I thought Tyreek played pretty well. I thought Tyreek ran some great routes, and I didn't think quarterback got him the ball. The one I know that he caught out of bounds, he got one step. That ball's got to be thrown inside and thrown earlier and get there faster than it did.
Yeah. What about the deep one that he had in his hands that he didn't bring in?
The deep one with one guy on each side that he ran down the middle? The fluff, but the punt? It looked more like a punt than a pass? That was terrible.
Sorry, guys. Give me that opportunity. Just throw it up there. Don't care. Don't matter about coverage.
You can't run 10-100 meters when you're going up. He's not doing the high jump. That man is – you got to get – what happened to getting the ball out in front of him like we saw a couple years ago? What? This 2 weeks in a row. I mean, now you're telling – are you selling me that now all the deep balls need to be thrown like, hey, guy, take off and run fast, but be prepared to come back for the ball because it's not going to be out in front. You cannot get on him for two guys collapsing on him at the same time on that play.
I understand he's bracing himself for a hit. I mean, but the ball touched your hands. Nobody knocked
him out. Oh my gosh. I cannot believe this, Omar.
No.
I thought our two receivers played. I thought they were pretty good, even though their numbers look like they did last year, if not worse.
Their numbers look pedestrian. All of their numbers look pedestrian.
All those short passes. I think Mike realizes Tua can't do a lot down the field, and some of it he doesn't have the time. So just throwing all these short stuff and the swing and screen.
To me, that's what it is. And the replacement of Keon Smith, Daniel Brunskill. He's the guy that lets up the rusher right on that pass that gets intercepted. I mean, everybody's got to do better. Yes. Everybody's got to do
better.
Yeah, I agree.
The team's not there as a group. They're not playing well enough. There were guys that had their moments last night, and you know there were. But when you lose and the way it went down. By the way, did Keon Smith get hurt, or did they just put Brunskill in there because of his play?
No. Brunskill, Keon got benched.
By the way, everybody said he played poorly in the last game. Why did he start?
Because he's a young player that has upside and talent. They're giving him opportunity. But, yeah, everybody played poorly in the last game, offensive line, except for
Brewer.
Patrick Paul.
Patrick Paul, by the way, I feel bad because he is playing. To me, he's playing really well. I said last night, we don't talk about him enough. And I guess he must be playing really well. And we had a laugh because we only talk about offensive linemen when they give up a sack or a pressure that affects things. Yeah. Hey, so your take on Anthony Weaver in the defense and what's going on? We got growing pains with some of the guys, and I was prepared for two of your high draft picks that are playing on the defensive line at those tackle positions, but there is some growing pains with it.
I think it's worse than growing pains. They're just getting blown off the ball. It is so ugly to watch that run defense. And that's not something I'm used to seeing from the Miami Dolphins defense. Certainly not something I'm used to seeing from Zach Sealer. And I'm not saying that Sealer's just absolutely stinking it up, but you could tell he's putting pressure on himself, trying to babysit and hold the hand of some of these young players. And they're just not getting it done. The twisting and stunting isn't working. Guys are getting moved off the point. It's compromising everything from a defensive standpoint. And I'm not telling you that the linebackers or the safeties haven't made a play all season. That they we're going 3 games, no turnovers. And I asked Mink about
that. Isn't that funny? We don't even talk about them. I know they get some tackles, but
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Actually, Dante Trader, man, nice tackle. James Cook was going to be off to the races on a run. But you're right. There hasn't been any. Well, they've zero takeaways. So that's not good.
Yeah, no. And nobody's being challenged on any level of the defense. The game isn't hard for the quarterbacks. Quarterbacks aren't under a ton of pressure.
All played great so far. You're right.
Can't stop the run. Can't stop the tight end. It's just a defense that's hemorrhaging. After the game, Jordan Brooks basically said, this is a communication issue. We don't feel comfortable playing one another. We don't have chemistry with one another. And that, you know, it's going to take time and this has to be fixed. But, you know, at this point,
it's not good.
I can have to tell you, you know, everybody's sitting here waiting for Anthony Weaver to become the interim coach. Like, his defense is probably playing the worst out of all the teams units on the team.
Let me ask you about Ollie Gordon. It's good to see. And I said this earlier, you were on it. A lot of the writers were on it. Our fan base is going, we want to see the big guy running, man. And he ran with power again last night. Got a little running game going. Some of the one positive thing. I was glad to see him get more than 2 carries.
Absolutely. They used the I formation. They used RPO. And I think that they can do those things. They've shown throughout camp that they can do those things. The problem is you got to have a lead or close or not be playing down by 12 points. To put yourself in a situation where you can do that play action kind of stuff. Gordon runs with power. I'm not saying he's better than Devon Achane, but it gives you a nice 1-2 punch. Yesterday, the Dolphins ran for 130 yards, 5.2 yards per carry. Yeah. There isn't a single game where I think they've run for less than 5 yards per carry. The problem is they haven't had opportunity. Well, they did against the Bills. Hopefully that continues. Because the one thing I can tell you that this offense can do is they can run the ball.
I thought Mike's play calling was really good without the deep passes that they couldn't get on the same page. I liked it. Maybe a little bit too much of our number one running back on swing and screens on the outside. A couple of them got blown up in a big way. Damn near got him killed on one. But what'd you think?
I haven't looked at it film, and I had such a horrible view of the game. I watched the game a little bit last night, but I have such a horrible view of the game. It's hard for me to sit there and criticize play calling. But
I thought Mike dialed up some good stuff. Yeah,
they were balanced. I like that, but you know, opportunities. It would be nice if you had the ability to utilize a tight end. I think Malik Washington can do a little bit more. Do I like 10 targets for Tyreek? I absolutely do. Wish he would have come down with a little bit more of those targets. I'm not a Devon needs to touch the ball 30 times a game kind of guy. So he touched the ball 19 times. He touched the ball. He touched the ball 21 times. And that's okay because right now Devon is probably the best performer on the team. So you do what you can. And from the return game, I liked what I saw from Dee Eskridge.
Not the game. You didn't need a fast start. You can't do any better than what Dee Eskridge started that game on, that 53-yard return.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Omar, good stuff, man. I appreciate you coming on. We we got to somehow pay a lot of money to that outside. Just got to figure out how to make it work where we can complete some passes down the field. We're not the Buffalo Bills, man. They are. By the way, did it feel like all three teams, before I let you go, had the same game plan? Run the ball and throw a lot of short passes, tight ends, and just didn't force it down the field very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is a defense that's going to give you everything underneath. So I'd love to see them vary what they do and how they play, but we are where we are because you have limitations.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, thank you so much, Omar. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
All right. No problem, Joe.
All right. Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joining us this morning. Talk a little bit. See, there we have right off the bat. I can just see everybody going out of who played well and who didn't play and pointing fingers today. Hey, man, it really doesn't matter because you're 0-3. Well, we're playing better. Great. You lost by 10. You're 0-3. Well, we played maybe the best team. Yeah, great. They're in the AFC East with you. You're 0-3. And now, my God, you got the Jets. They might be in the same boat. They might be in the same boat for that Monday night game coming up here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.